We are on Tapa Chafem Rav, 49. Halachi Gimel. Another metal karakar. If you took a stick, which is used to weave, from like a knitting needle, from a Vodazara, also by notes, for Binturai benefit from it. Or a beggar, if you use that stick, that needle, to weave a garment, a beggar also by notes, the garments for Binturai benefit from. Isar Ba'acherim, if that garment got mixed up in other garments, they're all forbidden to derive benefit from. Glezer says you can take whatever the value of that garment is and put it in, cast it into the Dead Sea, and the rest of the garments you can use. They said that would be redeeming the Avodah Zarah, because it might still be left with the original in hand. So therefore, that's like redeeming of a resort and another commodity, and that's not acceptable. So therefore, you have to throw them all out. When I came out to vote, it was sitting and asking. I understand that if you took from it as the knitting deals for Vintura benefit. Or yet it says, If you wove a garment with this needle, then the garment is also about no. But did we learn that if you have yain nesel, which gets mixed up in other wine, which is mutar b'no, so you're allowed to sell the whole vat to a goy minus the sum of the yain nesel, which is forbidden with the b'thano. Here, how come you can't sell the clothes to the goy minus the sum which corresponds to the garment in which the Avodah Zarah got mixed in? After all, we know that you're not deriving benefit that way, because you're selling the other 99 garments. You sell 100 garments at the price of 99. So then you're not deriving any benefit. Why can't you do it that way? So it says, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, Chagai Kshisa, Chagai Kaima. Chagai asked the question, you asked the question, Chagai responded to the question. Rabbi Yaakov was asked the question when Rabbi Chagai, when he came up the boat. So he said, you asked it, you respond to it. Maikadu was stuck the answer. Taman ain't derech miyodim likach miyarachi. People don't buy wine from a goy. So if you sell the wine to the goy, minus the value of the ayinness, there's no suspicion that a Jew is going to buy it back again, and that's okay. Okay? However, Bram Hocha, Derech Me'on, Likach, Begin, and Nachi, people do buy garments from Goyim. So therefore, we're afraid that if you sell garments of Avodah Zarah to a Goy, eventually it's going to end up back in the hands of a Jew, and that's why it should remain forbidden. Halach Yidal, Ketzav Avatla. How do you cancel a tree of Avodah Zarah? Kirsem, if you prune in various different ways, Kirsem, Dezirei, Nothing and Amakel, all these things are various different ways of harvesting and pruning. Or you took them in a stick, or a charvet, or a scepter. Afilu Ola, even if it took a leaf, Harisu, because it cancels out Avodah Zarah, because it's a sign of denigration. Shafal Litzarka, if however you pruned it in a certain way, which is in order to enhance the tree, Asura, then the tree remains also, because you're trying to enhance the tree, not cut it down. Shafal Litzarka, if you pruned it not for its purposes, then that's Mutaros, that's okay. Says in our Rabbi Litzarka, if you did it for your own needs, you cut the tree for your own needs, so the tree is now mutar. That's what he says. Bein hi ben shfoya mutarin. But the tree, whenever you cut off the tree, is both mutar. But Torah, if you did it, however, for the purpose of the tree, you know, the tree needed this pruning, he asur, then the tree is forbidden. Ushfoya mutarin, the chips which you took off the tree, the wood chips, they are permitted to rive on from. Shwabak. The Torah, if you for the purpose of the tree, no. Ben he ben shvei asurim, not only is the tree remain asur, because you're pruning it in order to enhance it, but even the chips which you pruned off the tree, or the twigs you pruned off the tree, they too are asur, because they're part and parcel of a sustaining process, not a canceling part process. wherever Lutzarko, if the tree was pruned for its own purposes, he asura, then the tree remains also. But yeah, but the pruned pieces which fell off mutarim, they're permitted because you have no use for them. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Lutzarko, he asura, if you did it for its purpose, right, for the purpose of the tree, so then he asura, the tree remains also, because of course the tree is for the purpose of Erzor and has been cancelled yet. But the things which were the sawdust or grindings or wood which comes under the tree, that's mutter because the act of cutting, although it's not derogatory to the tree, it certainly is derogatory things that are cut off. Okay? Hajla perkotzav, new parrot. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel says, Shlosh havanim zubitzadzu, if you have three stones, one next to each other, bitzad markulis, and they're next to a markulis. Now, markulis is a resort made of a pile of stones. So what if you have three stones and they're next to a markulis? Asuras, they're forbidden.
Well, it's going to discuss why. Instead, if it's only two stones next to a markulis, mutaras, then they're permitted.
It doesn't really depend on whether it's next to it or not next to it. Rather, it depends whether it can be seen with it or can't be seen with it. In other words, if it can be seen to be parts of markulis structure or not, that's what it has to do with. Okay, it doesn't have to do with tzad or not tzad. Bottom line is, Chachorimim Ashunir Emo, also that which is seen as part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah is forbidden. Ashunir Emo, that which is not seen as part and parcel of Avodah Zarah Mutar is permitted. Says Mar Rabbi Ayram, he said, Tamar Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Hajj Rabbi Shmuel? How does Rabbi Shmuel learn? So it says Mar Mishum Markulis Godol Eitam Markulis Kotam. He learns that you have a big Markulis, the big pile stone, and you have a small Markulis next to it, so then the small Markulis gets also. A small markulis is defined as at least how many stones?
Three.
Okay? Now, the truth is, a lot of people in our mission learned that Shosh
Zubitzad too,
even necessarily lying in a row, it might actually mean two stones on the bottom and one stone on top. Okay? Like a tripod. That would be actually the case. But name and asked me that, Rabbana Mishum Ragan Markulis. Rabbanan asked me that. Well, Rabbi Shmuel says it's a minor, it's like satellite Markulis by a larger, major Markulis. Rabbanan said Mishum Ragli Markulis, because it's the footstep, it's the foothills, I guess, or the base of the Markulis. So Kamei Ragli Markulis, how far it's considered to be the radius of the Markulis. It says in Maria above, Hashem Rabbanan Talmud said Chamishim Amos. The radius of a Markulis is 50 Amos. Okay? So within 50 Amos, it's nearer together than Markulis. See, it has the status of a resort. If it's beyond 50 Amos, it's not nearer together to Markulis. It's not seen as the same being the same parcel, and therefore it's not considered to be also because of a resort. Okay? Says in Maria, Hilchos Markulis Kachi. These are the laws of Markulis. They have one of Zogabzu. If you have two stones, now here it says two, one on top of each other, but it's not necessarily true here. It probably means two, one next to each other. But Shish is Malan, the third one is on top, so it's Mamacha triangle. Nasa Nasa Shnia, what if you put, before you got to a triangle, if before you got to the third stone, you put only the second stone. Nasa Nasa Shnia, and it should be Vishach Lepan of Osa Vespino.
It's going to put the second stone. A mother and daughter cow,
or mother and son cow. Now we know that that's not allowed in one day, right? But if you do it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, you're off the hook anyway, because the principle of what? If you do it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah? What?
It's also because
of
the Avodah Zarah.
Right. So,
what if it's Avodah Zarah?
What's that? So, what if it's Avodah Zarah? What? What about the Osa Vespino, though? What's that?
That's the Osa Vespino.
Yeah. You don't get flagged for Osa Vespino. You don't, right. I know, it's a killing around as usual with money, but it's David Shaw, so. Yeah, you don't get divorced, you don't get the lesser penalty. What?
You don't get the lesser penalty.
Thursday night. You don't get the lesser penalty. You don't get the lesser penalty because you get the more major penalty. What?
It's Monday,
so, What?
Yeah, we noticed. Yes. Yes, we do notice whether they're not. Certainly, Ruby notices if they're not.
Also, it's not only chayv if it's a good slaughter. If it's slaughter for the purpose of avodah zarah, so then you don't get osav espino. So what if you put just two stones in and you slaughter an osav espino in front of the stone, right? Why did you not do avodah zarah? Because how many stones have to be markulis?
Three.
What?
What's
S? Oso, it, V-S, and...
Oh, V-S,
then. Pino, it's son.
V-S, Pino, it's what?
It's two words. V-S, Pino, and it's son.
Oh, and it's son.
Okay, to slaughter mother and son, or mother and... Okay. So again, Nasa Sashnia, you put the second one there, Visuba, and they gave you warning, Mishum, also Vespino. And they gave you one because of also Vespino, Loke, then you get flogged. Mishum Avodazara, because it's still not for the birds of Avodazara, they gave you the warning, Mishum Avodazara, it should be Eino Nifko. You don't get stoned because now you have Avodazara. Thus, in that Sashlishi, so you put the third one there, oh, that's a Plukta Rabbi Yochanan Rishim and Lokish, Tzmach Lokish. Rabbi Yochanan and Rishim and Rish Lakish. He spoke when they argued, Asher, there's a Vespino, Lashem, Avoid a Zora. He slaughtered also Vespino for the purpose of a Zora. Rabbi Yochanan Mario says to me, Surbo Mishum, also Vespino, Loke. Depends what kind of warning they gave you. They warned you about also Vespino, and you get flogged. They warned you, Mishum, Avoid a Zora. They warned you because of a Zora. Niskal, you get stoned. Okay, so he has, doesn't hold the k'day rishoso. The only truth is he could hold k'day rishoso. That's not true, because he holds only chayv one and not the other. So he says that you do get, depends what that sraw was for. If you support mishum also vespino, even they warn you because of also vespino, ain't a low care. You don't get makos anyway. I think even since. Where they would have given him warning for Avodah Zarah, would have gotten flogged. So in fact, they didn't give him the warning. Still, they can't give him any more than they can't give him Malchus, right? Since it was susceptible to the problem of Avodah Zarah, which would generate the chiyuv of skila. So therefore, they can't give him Malchus, even if the warning was for Malchus. Ezel Markulis. What is considering a Markulis?
It's even Koshu Sagas Sayyam. It's even
an innocent-looking fence made to dike the sea. Vesadrochim was made to line the streets. You can never can tell when the pile stones might be a Markulis. Hilchos Markulis, the law of Markulis, in other words, the form of worshiping Markulis, is bezrikas by tossing stones at it. Ishtachva loma, what if you bow down to Markulis? Is that also a form of Adazar? Or is bowing down not, we're not Goresev vis-a-vis Markulis? So it says, "More am Rabbi Zerah." Said, "Klatz moina kriim Markulis ali bishtachavoya." The whole point of Markulis is that you bow down to it. Why is that? Because since it's called Markulis, and really it's Markilus, and Markilus is a praise, a bitter praise, because we are being deriding the Avodah Zarah. It's called Markilus, but and we call it actually Markulis too. But the original thing was Kilus, and Kilus means it was a. It was a praise
to God. I'm not sure exactly which God.
So therefore, even if you don't throw stones at it, even you bow down to it, it still remains also because you're praising that God. Okay? So it was Markulis Bezriko, Yishtach V'lo Ma, what do you bow down? Or maybe it's called Manukri, Markulis Bishtach Avoya. It's called Markulis because the honor given to it is just bowing down. Vevin Maskis, now it says in Chumash, Vevin Maskis, Lotitu Barzchem, you shouldn't put the stone of lying down on the ground. Lishtakavos Aleh, to bow down on it. What does that mean? Yochel, though, it says Evin Maskis, Losite. Does it mean Evin Maskis? Does it mean any type of stone you put in the put, shouldn't put down? Aye, that was case. Yochel, Loite, and Shnevonim Zuo, Gabzu, Viten, Kuposle, maybe means whenever you have two stones, you couldn't put, can't one on top of the other, and then put something else on top of that. Right? Is that what it means? So it says, That you can do, because it says the prohibition of Evan Maskis is to bow down on it, but not to use two stones or set up two stones. So that's what he says. You can't bow down on Evan on a stone. But you can put down your kupa, your basket, aleha, on stones. In other words, you can make use of stones, just can't bow down on stones. Says Mora, aleha yata mishtachve. Also, you can't bow down on a regular stone. You can bow down on the other stones in the base of Mikdash. Rama faki the base. I don't know if it's Manazeh, but when there was a base mikdash, they did fully shtach avoya. I should mention, there's a difference between bowing down and doing shtach avoya as it's described here. Because Mr. Zuger, what does the shtach avoya mean here? Or will you do on Yom Kippur?
No.
You just bow down, you prostrate yourself. Okay, prostrate. Okay, so says the Mala Rabbi Fakula base Rav Acha. Rabbi tells people now it's Rav Acha. Rabbi Ami Befakuli this base. Say Rabbi Ami still command the members of his household. Katevu Nafkulitaniso. When you go out to a tiny and they used to do public Nefilas Apayim, public Tachnun. So lo tiplu lo tevun Rabbi Karchom. Don't lie down your normal way. Now, from this we deduce that in the Beis HaMikdash used to do Yishtach HaVoya, literally. They just go like this,
like we do.
Right? They used to go full down on the Tefillas HaPayim. Okay? So it says, well,
after Beis HaMikdash, you do it on a slant.
Right, don't do it on an angle. Don't lie down fully prostrate or fully upright, fully on your back. No, full lie down on your side. Okay? So says the Gemara, because again, it's Evan Maskis issue, because outside Beis HaMikdash, you bow down the bright way, so it's all Shiloh. Maybe you're doing a form of Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina, Rav El Sitra, Rav Yoina would bow down on his side, by Tanis. Rabbi Yacha, Rav El Sitra, Rav Yacha bowed on his side as well. Amrei Yishmael Yishmael said, Anachamis Rabbi Yavo, Rav Akurche. I saw Yavo bowing down the normal way. Amrei Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, Kushisei Kum Yavo. I asked for Yavo. Well, see, how can you bow down the normal way? Doesn't say, Evan Maskis, Lotin Lubar Tzchem, don't make these stones bow down to in your land. So, Tipater. There's more healer b'kovelo mokum. It's only prohibited if you specifically set up a place of honor or dignity in your house or wherever it is for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah. But otherwise, you can bow down any way you want. Okay? That's what he says here. Vaksi doesn't say, Vayi David bought a rosh sheishtach v'yisham l'Elohim. Doesn't say that David came to the rosh, a certain place where you bow down to the foreign gods after he was running away from Avshalom. It's talking about bowing down, not on the ground. He wasn't going to bow down all the way to the ground, but he wasn't going to prostrate himself. How can you claim that there's no that, you know, that there's any type of bowing down without bowing down to the ground? The whole concept of bowing down is bowing down to the ground. So here, according to the Shepnei Moshe, the Gemara leaves this difficult, doesn't answer. When it goes on to a different issue. The next Gemara is also part of this issue. So, this is an answer, of course. The answer B, it says, Vayuchu apayim arza halaritzba vayishtachavu. It says in this Boston Divrayam, in that part when they consecrate the Beis HaMikdash, they bowed down on the land, on the floor, and they were mishtachveh. Now it sounds like the way I think the Pnei Moshe wants to pass it means that this is telling us that they bowed down on the floor and that they bowed down. of two separate things. One thing is bowing on the floor and the other is bowing down. That's what I want to say, that there's no, where it says David bowed down to that Avodah Zarah, the place of called Rosh, it doesn't necessarily mean that he prostrated himself, it just means that he gave a bow or something. Okay, it wasn't a full prostration. So it says Gemara, Rayavo Mosi. Now, once on this topic, and this part of the Rishai, there's so changes to the gears here, because really I left field, but it is what, once on the topic, we're going to talk about what the shear of Ishtachavai is, what makes you chayev. So it says, Rav, whoever's talking, who's talking here? I don't know what's right here. Anyway, it says, so he says, the shear is the amount of time it takes to say that pasuk in Divrei Yomim. That's the amount of time which it takes to say a pasuk is the amount of time which is the shear bowing down in order to be Mechayev you Malkus, and it's all that kind of stuff. So it says, Vaychorpai Matzah is a pasuk of Vaychorpai Matzah, Yishat Ritzba. They bow down on the ground, or on the roof, Vayishtach when they bow. So the two separate ones. Vaychorpai really means to genuflect at the knee. You continue to the shearing, continues until the end of the next pasuk, which is Holy Hashem Kitzo Kilom Chazdo. Well, I don't know if it says Kilom Chazdo there. Ramona Mosiv Ad Kilom, oh, obviously it does. Ramona Mosiv Ad Kilom Chazdo. It's not going to be Yishtachavai until you reach the Kilom Chazdo and you're prostrate the whole time. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi said, "Rabbi Chia Barbot, Chia Barbot, Bavlaya, you Babylonians, tremble in Salkum Yigabeichon. Two things you learned, which came out from you. One is Mavshitusa Tanisa. One is that how you do the field supply by a tainis on your side, but full length. And also Varuf to the Amashvia. How we know that you do Arava on the seventh day of Pesach and Sukkot, and always comes out that Arava seventh day of Pesach is always not is always amenable to that." I.e. that, I don't think that this is what he told him, but that we know that we always have the Jewish Luach, so that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't come out on a Shabbos, in order to make sure he can always do our Ravos. So I don't know if that's exactly what he told him, but anyway, he told the Minuk how to do our Ravos on the seventh day. Says in Rabbah, Gesarami Afodam Mekosto also had a bloodlet, or went to bloodlet. They gave the Babylonians blood. Says Vasya Kimak, Vasya Kadimar, the Rabbi Ami. Bavlaya, Vishem Rabbanan, and this whole thing that they brought it from Bava had to bow down, goes according to this price, which Rabbi Ami said, Vishem Rabbanan, Tamon, in the name of the rabbis in Bavel. Loitsu Shtachavoya. El Tainis Tibor, the only where Matya Ishtachavaya bowing down by a public fast, the Vada Latzad, has to have to be on one side. Rabbiana is the Yira of Hashem Alva said, Rabbiana, the younger in front of the son, in lieu of his father, said, Komishenu Karsher Ki Yoshua, anybody who's not kosher like Yoshua, and with the title of Yoshua, when the Yisaritzvah of God was a Malach, general of God, who was Malach in the form of a human being, came to him, I guess. So in that case, it says he went down on his face. So the truth is, it was a foolhardy thing on anybody's part, because it might be a masquerading enemy who's coming to destroy him. So how did he talk to do it? So says Zumara, Komishenu Kosh Kishu Shinipopan of Yomarlo Kosh Baruch Hu Kum. Anybody who was not as kosher as Yoshua, that if he fell down. That Hashem says to get up because he's so holy. Aipo should not do in the field of Sabayim, should not fall down on the ground, prostrate himself, lest that's going to be his detrimental to him. Interesting. The only time he proscribes the field of Sabayim is an individual in the field of Sabayim for the Tzibur. So there, but then he doesn't have the strength, and therefore can backfire him. It's a very sensitive weapon and cause him difficulties. Okay, Kavachon means to be yachid for yachid, or a tibur for a tibur, or a tibur for yachid, but not a yachid for a tibur, using the tool. Says the Chaimer, me and Meshu Nirei Mos, or Veshera Nirei Mamutar. Any stone which can be seen with the Markulis is part of the Markulis. Any stone which is not considered as Markulis is not part of the Markulis. Eshu Nirei Mo Gufo. Ask the Gemara, that which you see with the Markulis, that's part of its body. So what do you mean, anything which you see with it? Sorry. Eshunire, it's a statement, sorry. Eshunire imo, anything which is seen with it is also Eshunire imo mutar. Eshunire imo begufo, because that which is seen is let me start over again from the beginning of those two dots. Chachorim and Chomer say, Lamaisa, since we're all asleep, I am going to stand up. Okay. We'll see if I can keep you guys up. What? What? Okay. You're still up, but I'm not. Okay. Chachorim and Eshunire imo osur. If the Markulis is within sight, and it looks like it's to say the small stones are within sight of the larger stone pile, then they're also right. Eshe'enu nirimo, if it's not seen with it, it's mutter, and that means that it's more than 50 amos away, we said. Okay? Eshu nirimo, because when it can see with it, it's gufo, it's part and parcel of the Markulis. Skipping the parentheses, the eshe'enu nirimo, if it's not seen together with the Markulis, eno gufo, it's not part and parcel of the Markulis. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, even if that's Shanirimo, why is it Osir? Even if you can see this part of Markulis, how could that be? Didn't we learn they said, go, please, Rish Lakish, it's not our Rish Lakish, they're Shlokish, Amar Abodish, and Shtap and Muteris. Even if it's part, but it's broken. A broken Abodazor, Rish Lakish said, even if it broke on its own. So it's not going to be Abodazor anymore. So what if it's what's part of the Markulis? Right now, it's not part of the Markulis, right? Because it's broken. Even if it's near any moat, the fact that it's broken should make it mutter. Says the look, it's our main mar. Says the no. Didn't we say back then, if you're going to rebuild it, everybody agrees it should read Osir, not mutter. Says the Gemara, here they're going to put it back in, and it's all Markulis is piles of stones. So therefore, so what if the stone broke off here? They're going to pile it back in. It's not like a statue or, you know, some sort of elaborate thing. They'll just put it back together again. So therefore, it remains also. Says the Gemara, as long as it's in the vicinity. Says the Gemara, lay see, doesn't that which we learned that if it's not seen together with the Markulis, meaning it's more than 50 amos away, so that it's mutter doesn't argue Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon Amar Yechon said Avodazor Shlishtab Rasula. Rabbi Yechon said Shlishtab Avodazor, which is broken, is forbidden, right? Veloke Tami Meimar, and didn't we say Im B'Sheinu Asi Lachzir LeKelyon Divrei Hakol Mutter? Only if you're not going to put it back ever is it mutter, right? But you might well put it back. Says Gemara, Mar Rabbi Yehuda, and it's continuing. Mar Rabbi Yehuda Avui, the Rabbi Masanya, Rabbi Yehuda, the father of Masanya, said, "Imayumunachim b'mkoymon, if they're putting, they're left in place, k'mishuasi la'chzir l'kelya, you might well put them back together again, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, definitely should be osir." Says Gemara, the answer is ve'elu. It should be shalom b'mkoymon. Try to so put in shalom. They're not in their place. He gufa. In a radius of 50 amos, you're going to put them back and make the Markulis again. Here they're now within a radius of 50 amos, so you're not going to put them back and put them back together again. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds its mutter over here. They ain't in common, Elup and Shalom in common, ain't. That's how Shaita Soli meant it. Okay. Rabbi Shem Rav, Rabbi's name of Rav is Rav, Zini da Tomar, something to say Shiva, but it's not in the Bittle. The fact that you have a broken Avodazor doesn't make it canceled. Sometimes you say Meshamshi Avodazor. The pedestal under the Avodazor is not Batel. Now here the response changes the next line based on the Bavli. Now I have no way of knowing if the Ushami actually is at the Bavli, because we disagree, and Here does Ribaz know, but Ribaz does change this to conform to the Bavli. Says, Mandamar, he switches all the words in the next two lines. Mandamar, look at how he does it. Mandamar, Avodah Zarah is batel when it's broken. Koshke Mishamshin. Certainly, the pedestal it loses the shame of Avodah Zarah. Alright? But Mandamar Mishamshin, but he who says that the Mishamshin are broken, they have bitter when they're broken. Ha Avodah Zarah lo. No, it's the other way around. Mandamar, I messed up. What?
You said made sense.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't according to the Bavli. But the Bavli says, and before I tell the gifts, the Bavli says, broken Avodah Zarah is more readily bought than Mishamshin. Because Avodah Zarah, if it's broken, it's a gnai, it's a bizayin. So therefore, it's more likely to be canceled. But Mishamshin, they're not so choshen to begin with. It's basically the principle, the higher they are, the greater they fall. So if it started out being Avodah Zarah, then it broke, it could be batel. But if it started being Mishamshin and it broke, maybe it's not batel. Okay? So that's basically the principle. Okay? So that's what the Bavli says. That's the Bavli. So he changed it like that as well here. So I don't know if I read it. I didn't read it correctly, obviously, but I'll try again. Ma'anamar Mishamshin, Ma'anamar Avodah Zarah is not batel. That's what it is. Koshkein Mishamshin, certainly Mishamshin are not batel. Ma'anamar Yehuda says Avodah Zarah, that Mishamshin are, Ma'anamar Mishamshin, are not batel, Avodah Zarah lo, Avodah Zarah is not a pitzel, Avodah Zarah can be batel. So the bottom line is, it's hard to be Vakam Mishamshin. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Abba, B'Shem Rav said, Avni Markulis, she's Pazlu, the Avni Markulis, which got scattered, Elam, Bitul, Elam, they have no bitul, they're never ever canceled. Why is that? Because each stone retains its significance independently. Loelam, Mishum, Avodah Zarah. They're not canceled because the stones, again, it was not a unified whole which made the Markulis, but rather a collection of stones, each stone in and of itself, so therefore even it's scattered. Now, I don't know, it could be that he's going at the 50 Amah radius of Rabbana, it's got to be near Emo. But within that scattered zone, all those stones remain prohibited, even though they're scattered, they have no bittul. Okay? Shalom Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, when he heard this, he said a very cute chaf. I'm going to say the Gilin Ephraim B'Sedemar. Yavolim Deinu Rabbeinu. He's teaching the Rebbe. He's teaching us good. I like that boy. You know why? Shekene Mishtach Vezla Avodah Zarah Shal Ochlim Eilem Bittu Loilem. If you bow down to Avodah Zarah of food, you worship your salad. So you bow down to Avodah Zarah of food, the salad, even if the salad is scattered, it's not batel. Why is that? Because the pieces are not, it's not the whole of the pieces which makes them usher, but rather each one. And even, so it says Gilin Ephraim in the bottom, even if it's a loaf of bread and you crumb it, you make it into crumbs, it still remains also why the crumbs can be eaten too. Okay, there's no integrity of the whole by food. By a statue, there's an integrity of the whole. That integrity of the whole is canceled, then that Avodah Zarah is canceled. But that's not true by Markulis, because it's comprised of many stones, and it's not true also of bread, or anything of that sort. So Lamaisa, it's interesting, because one of the Achronim, I forget who it is, Shaitar Yisrael, I think, he can't take the gear of Avodah Zarah Shal Echlin. He can't, who's Avodah Zarah made out of food? You know, people might worship food, but Avodah Zarah. So we actually changed it to a Vorah. Same idea, Avodah Zarah, which is made up of component pieces. Okay, like a tinker toy of Avodah Zarah. So anyway, be that as it may, Ketzel Mavakla. How do you Mavakla and Avodah Zarah? Food. By spitting on it. Now spitting on it means probably when you masticate it and it gets ooey and gooey by saliva. But I'm not, see, this be a difference between the Shari Tetzel Girsa and our Girsa for us. Because like our Girsa, it sounds like it's specifically spitting at food, which makes it okay. Or masticating your food and getting it full of saliva. But according to the Shari Tetzel, since it's not talking about Avodah Zarah food, but rather Avodah Zarah made up of component parts, so that means any Avodah Zarah might well be canceled by spitting at it. Right? So that's why there'd be enough kumina here between the pshatim, whether spitting only works by Avodah Zarah food, or is it work salivating, or is it work by every Avodah Zarah as well. Okay? Says more further. Where am I? Vatani. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Then we learn Rabbi Chia said, Avnei Markulish and his spouse, which should be Yeshua and Bitul. If they're scattered, they can, but they are canceled. All right, because Rabbi Pinchas said, Kamben is Rokos law, Kamben she'en on his Rokos law. It depends if they're still throwing stones. Depends on the way he wants to learn it. Depends if the stones were thrown at it or not. And this is a fascinating score, what he's saying. He's arguing the previous score. He says, even though our Markulis scatters, it can still be awesome. What he's saying is that if the Markulis, that these are not the stones that you made up the Markulis, but the stones that you're tossed at the Markulis, they're worse than the Markulis itself. You know why? Because the stones that you're cast at the Markulis are tikhoides of Adazar. They're like sacrifices of Avodah Zarah. Whereas the stones of the Markulis are like Avodah Zarah itself. So Avodah Zarah itself, when it's broken, it's no longer Avodah Zarah. But the stones you threw at the Avodah Zarah, they each retain their, so to speak, kedusha, meaning they retain their iser. So that's why it's a Markulis. The stones of the Markulis itself, once it's scattered, according to this Mandomer, do have bittul. It's the stones thrown at the Markulis which don't have bittul. Okay? Says Gemara. This is the following case where we see that that there is bitul mar markulis. Rav Shimon Revi Havalei Markulis Kol Chakla. Zayir Shekop. What page are you on? We're on Chop Avam Rav. Yes, on Chop Avam Rav. Kiyadar, Rav Shimon Revi Havalei Markulis Kol Chakla. Second white wine. He had a Markulis in his backyard, or his field. I guess he inherited the field's Markulis there. Asagabe Bourgonis, so he came to the master of the Bourgonis, like the master, the whatever, the gamekeeper or something like that. Armelay, so he said, begin the Shabbos, since I heard that Kuna by Emea Baruch Lamach, I heard that the governor, whatever, and Akuna, some nobleman wants to pass it tomorrow. Lamachar, El Bechayecha. It's like a Manazeli. Bechayecha. You know, like, in your life. That Mary Milan Kipai, will you please pick up these stones from the ground and remove them? Oh, he's a goy. What happens if he picks up the stones from our clues to remove them? It's Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Cancel that, right? Because it's denigrates it. So that's more of this cool Jewish thing. It says here, Kamin Derimon, once you pick up the stones, Azel the Megain, you went. Why Miss Benu want to take him home? Because he's removed, they want to take him home. He said, "No, my lady, Rav Shimon Revi said, nah, D-D-E-N-U, now they're mine." While they were still Avodah Zarah, I could use them, but now that you canceled Avodah Zarah by denigrating the stones, by removing them, now I get to keep the stones. Cute cop, right? Says the Gemara, Shamar Rabbi Chia, Chivir Rabbi Chia Rubo. Rabbi Chia the Great heard this mice of Rabbi Shimon, his son of his Rebbe, Arina Nasi, Umari said, he say that he may bar. That mother's got a sharp son, right? Says more of a Lord of Chia Rabba Tanisa. Didn't we learn the sayings of Chia the Great himself in a Brisa? The sayings of having going me about to the Markulis? The Shama Minei, when he heard from Shimon Berebi, should be Chazar Ukvaz. Then he put it in the Brisas. But it really is initially Rabbi Shimon Berebi's shtick. Okay? Says Mishnah Halacha Beis, Matzah Bereishis, you find in the head of an Avodah Zarah mos, money, ksus, garments, or kelim, or vessels, and you know it wasn't put there as tikoivis, as a carbon. It was put there in order to hide it, right? It was put there as loot or something like that. Harei Mutar, you're allowed to take it. However, Parachilena, you find clusters of grapes, Atosho Shibolim, crowns of stalks, Vienos and wine, shmonim, us, slosos, flowers, the chod of Oshakayetsu, Bakarim, on his back, anything which can be used as a sacrifice on our Mizbeach, also that's forbidden. Rabbi Yosef said, lo, so, dove, it's not just that Torah Shibo, don't think those crowns made of stalks of grain, because they can be used in the Beis HaMikdosh, right? Because grain is used in the Beis HaMikdosh. El Afila Torah Shel Verin, even the crowns made of roses, okay? Because that's also an adornment, and the crevice of Tachshit Avodah Zarah. He said Tachshit Avodah Zarah is also as well. Rabbi Yosef said Lo Sof Dover, and here's a big kula. Not only Markulis of Rosh Hashanah, it's not just a Markulis you find in the head of the Markulis money, but it sounds like Markulis itself had some sort of image But I don't know if the word Markul is here is Dafka, and I don't know if Rosho is Dafka. Anyway, whatever it is, Lamaisa, if you find any of Avodah Zarah in the head, money, can you take it? I feel Avodah Zarah she'en lo knikalim. Avodah Zarah, which doesn't have, you know, that designated area, which is its sanctuary, its shrine. If you find in that, okay. So it says, when you mount Israel and Medina, if they paid a cut to the country, even though they also use money for the person of Israel, it's mutter, it's okay. Similarly, mutter. L'mochran chanush l'avodazara, actually mutter l'soichran, you're allowed to rent from them, sorry. Chanush l'avodazara, similarly a store of avodazara, also l'soichran now allowed to rent it out from them, in other words, from the church. If they pay taxes to the country, then you're allowed to rent for them. Somebody's collecting for the brothers of Avodah, somebody's collecting for the Catholic Church, right? Also, he can't give it to him. But if he was giving a cut to the country from that, that's okay. You're allowed to give it to him. Our mission really says that if the bathhouse or the garden belong to Avodah and to others, you're allowed to derive benefit from it, even if you're paying for that benefit. It's also immediately now there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean? I mean immediately when it's made, or we assume immediately when it's made, he worshipped it. So that's nafkamina. Could be that's immediately when it's made in and of itself, it could be because immediately when it's made, you worship it. We say it's all, but by a Jew, it's only Mishtelavet, it's saying any over till it's over. Till he worships it. On the contrary, however, Nachim Avata Avodah Zarah Shalom B'Shal Yisrael, a goy can cancel any Avodah Zarah, even Avodah Zarah of a Jew. If he saw any Avata Avodah Zarah Shalom, a Jew can't cancel any Avodah Zarah, even that of a goy. On Avata Avodah Zarah, if you cancel Avodah Zarah, B'Tum B'Tav Shem Shem, the pedestals and anything else are Batal as well. However, Bitam Shamshev, if you cancel pedestals, Shamshev Bivu told him, the pedestals are about to be asur, but it remains also. Rashim Allah Vishamah, Shirish Lachi said, V'umab Shoeseli Korla Shuki Masnisa. I'm going to let this like to read Baz. He says, Armish is talking about a guy, a craftsman who's making the images of the Virgin, the Chveis, to sell to the marketplace, right? So then, he has the Chaparai, before he sells it, he kind of quickly bow down to it. That's why I assume immediately when he makes it, bows out. So the coin of it's not the making in and of itself which answers it. It's that when he makes it, he bows down to it immediately, right? However, once he makes it, he clears to bow down to it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi asks, if you know for sure, bow down to it, how does it make sense? With this you learn, it's as a mitzvah that the crux of the matter is not how quickly he worshipped it, but rather whether he worshipped it at all. By a goy, even if he didn't worship it, it becomes aser. By a Jew, only if he does worship it, does it remain, does it become aser. Rabbi Hila, period. Okay, then what's going to come back to this momentarily? Rabbi Hila B'Shem, now we go off on a digression. Rabbi Hila B'Shem B'Shem Milong said, Achaytze Tselim L'Avod Azara. It's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Isai, you're quarrying out a yoshke for Avodah Zarah, right? A tzelem, right? So Av Agav Dat Omer Ein Karka Nesar. Even though the land itself is not osur until it's pisas yarodim, your carving, it's still connected to the ground. And Sayyid osur is Avodah Zarah. But once it gets broken off, Matrimba Kositus Vesitus. We warn him on every scope. He scopes Ulikshei Tolation when he gets. When he gets severed from the ground, like he gets flogged on each and every carving he made. Okay? Even though it's still Mechubel HaKarka, whether he had an Avodah Zarah. But this Gemara is going to say momentarily, the act of making Avodah Zarah is enough to be a Chayv Yumalkus. Okay? On Rabbi Yosef, he said, Akshmamino, from this he derived, I also tell him, La'Avodah Zarah, sometimes make it tell him, Avodah Zarah, Omer, even though you say, Ein Dovah Shalomigmara, Malachto, instead of Shish Baruch Hain, the Shad of Israel says. So it was not completed. Nesar, it's not yet Maser. Masimo, Kokunis, Vakunis. On every strike of the hammer on the anvil, we warn him. She Gomer, when it's finished, Loike gets Malchus. Now, the truth is, I thought the
Bragg brings down the pasuk here inside, but I think it's Ribaz actually brings down the pasuk. He says, Ribaz says, even though the Isra Noah of Avodah Zorah is only after it's severed or completed, but the Isra of Elohei Kesev Lezab Lo Sasuni Madi, that applies even earlier. Applies at the time you make it, even before it's also about Noah. So at each and every scope, each and every movement he makes on his true transgresses, Lo Elohei Kesev Lezab Lo Sasuni Madi. Okay. Says the Gemara, now here the Gemara goes back and argues with Reish Lakish. It says the Avodah Zorah of a Goy is also mili. L'fichach yesh lo bitul. There we want to contend that that's why you can be mivatul. Why? Because it's kedusha. Kedusha is the opposite word. It's profanity. It's whatever the opposite of kedusha is. It's tuma. It's not as severe because it's also ready before it's worshipped. So there, it's much easier to be mivatul it. Whereas Shal Yisrael, the Avodah Zorah of Yisrael, is much harder to be mevatel, right? Yisrael mishetiyavet, pichach ein lebitul. Yisrael only comes also once it actually is worshipped, so therefore its tumah is much more severe, and therefore it's much harder to be mevatel. Now that's not mashmir our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says even the Avodah Zorah of Yisrael, a goy can be mevatel, right? And therefore the Gemara, even though it's a nice Svara, the Gemara really rejects it. Amrei says, leis kam lefichach, there's no connection. The two separate issues. The Avodah Zorah of a goy can be bottled by a goy, and the Avodah Zorah of a Jew can be bottled by a goy. The Avodah Zorah, no, a Jew cannot be mevatel any Avodah Zorah, period. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now, Rabbi said, remember we had a machlokes in the previous pair. If Avodah Zorah breaks on its own, what the status is. That was the machlokes. We're talking about a Jew being, or a goy being mevatel the Avodah Zorah, and not even breaking it. Because this story about being mevatel means you do something to desecrate it. That's enough. Okay? Says the Gemara, Avodah Zorah shall not yisur miyad. So then I wanted to bring down psukim. Avodah Zorah of a goy is also immediately. The Chassidut says, Aveita avot aveita abdun. It says, anyway, you come there, so destroy. And that means miyad. Why is it miyad? Because it doesn't say, you know, whatever they worship. It just says, Avei Tabdunas Kamakamas. Go and eradicate all the places. So, Shal Yisrael by a Jew, Achatir Yisavit, it's not also until it's worshipped. The Chassidim says, Arur Eishim Shehaseh Pesel Masecha V'Goymen. And it says there, a cursed person who makes a Pesel Masecha, and it says there, V'Som Baseser. What does V'Som Baseser mean? The end of the pasuk, he puts it in secret. We learn that to mean when he worships it in secret. That's when he comes also, not before that. Says Marvis Mechavonly, there's some people arguing, should say the exact opposite. Avodah Zorah Sheisrael Asim Yad, Avodah Zorah Sheisrael Asim immediately said, Siv Arur Ish, says Arur Ish Asher Yaseh Pesel Masecha. I don't know what the son Beseser means. He puts it in secret. It says Arur Ish Asher Yaseh Pesel. The moment you make it, it becomes awesome. Okay? That's why he's a cursor. And Fakert, V'shalnachi akshatiyavet, a goy is Avodah Zorah, doesn't become awesome until worship. Why? Because the end of that passage he brought down by a goy. Because it says the Avot Avdun, it's called Komos Asher Avdu Shom HaGoyim, where they serve the Avodah Zorah. So it's much that the Avodah Zorah is not awesome until they actually serve it. So Lamaisa, we don't know anything from this pasukim. Because each pasuk can be actually each way, depending whether you sever the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk, or you learn the whole pasuk together. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman Shem Mishmuel Shamalom, and I'll learn that from here. Im Yirashto, it says in the pasuk, it says, Asher Etem Yoshimo Samas Eloheihem. It says you can inherit or conquer their gods. So it sounds like there's a time when their gods are mutter for you, when you can take the statues and idols. When might that be? So it says, if it's already a god, some of you already worship it, you have to burn it. But if not, meaning they hadn't worshipped yet, it's a statue in the statue store, not like Reish Lakish that they ordered already, just they made it, then you can inherit and derive benefit from their gods. Now we're getting back into Bittul. This is a cool case here. It's a cool derivation. He learned, how can we know the goy can be vatal of a desor? Says, lo sachmo kesev azov aleim v'lo kach toloch. Do not desire the gold and silver upon their idols and take it for you. So it means there's two steps here. You can't desire and then take. So the Gemara infers, you can't desire and then take because the goy Yisrael can't be mevatel avodah zarah. But achem chaydim. But if a goy desires his avodah zarah and therefore he desecrates it, he does some act to desecrate it, then as long as he's the chaymid, then in that case you can take it. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we have a story like this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar the Bar Drusi. Rabbi Yochanan said to Bar Drusi, Chus go down the Tabra Koylan Samaya. Go break all those statues. The go Dimusin, which are Dimusin, I forget what that means exactly, but in a certain place. Vinachas Vitara Kula, he went down and broke all them. Parachat, besides one. The Lamakim, why did he leave that one out? Because there was a certain Jew who was worshipping that Avodah Zarah. And the Pnei Moshe brought down in the Mishnah that the halacha is, even though the Mishnah itself sounds like you can be mevatel the Avodah Zarah Yisrael, a goy can be mevatel the Avodah Zarah Yisrael, the Gemara doesn't pass that way. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't pass in like our Mishnah. But rather, that the Avodah Zarah Yisrael, even a goy can't be mevatel. Okay, so cannot. Okay, the Bnei Moshe brought that down in the Mishnah. I forgot that. I actually didn't see it before. But the Bnei Moshe brings that down. Okay, so that's what you see here, Halacha Maisa. That when Rabbi Yochanan told him to break the idols, he said, but leave that one out because that one was a Jewish idol. Okay, so Jewish idol you gotta leave out. Okay? But Chir Rashi B'Shem Rav said, Rav said, Rebbe Havi Yasi Masa Rishim and Bere. Hanochri Mevatel, actually it's right here. I forgot. I prepared it. here's the source, which argues on the Mishnah. Rabbi Chia Barashi B'Shem Rav said, Rabbi Aviasi Masti Lil Rabbi Shimon Bere, Rabbi was sitting and teaching over to Rabbi Shimon his son, Mnachim Mavatel of a Desert Shalom, B'Shal Chavero, a Goy Mavatel, his of a Desert, and his friends, but not of Jews. Amalei, so he said to his father, Rabbi Shimon Rebbe said to his Rebbe, which was Rebbe, Adav Chelchach, when you still were strong, meaning your youth, should be Isnase, you taught me, Hanavi Batav a Desert Shalom, B'Shal Yisrael. Like our Mishnah, you can cancel Yisrael's Avodah Zarah too. Amalei said, Lavani. No, it's not true. Avodah Zarah of the Yisrael, Ain't Labitul Olam, it can never be canceled, Avodah Zarah of Jew worship. The king, Tani came of Shimon Asher, Avodah Zarah of the Yisrael, Avodah Zarah, which the Jew worship, Ain't Labitul Olam, can never be canceled. And Rav, it should be Rav Maska, B'Shem Rav said, time of the ain't tiny, the reason for this is, Arur Eisha Shayasa Pesel Masecha, it sounds like the Arur is eternal, it's not true, I don't know exactly where you see that, but in any event, that's how we wanted to learn out from that passage. It's interesting, you know, the Gilead Ephraim, Tushtel, is listed to Mishnah beginning of Hazav, because Mishnah beginning of Hazav also, the Ushami has the original version of the Mishnah. Because there it says, Yushami has a kesef kone as a zov.
Right.
The Babi has a zov kone as a kesef.
Right.
And both Babi and Yushami say a kesef kone as a zov is the earlier version, where and hazov kone as a kesef is the later version. And you have the same discussion there. Rabbi Shimon Rebbe said to his father, when I was younger, you told me the other way, when you were younger, you told me the other way around. So he said, yeah, that's what I told you then, this is what I told you now. So the Yushami at least is consistent. And that in both cases, it has the old version of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, and the Gemara then brings down the record of the correction afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. 41 Blatt left.